coming soon to a podcast near you. This book has teeth, but one of you must eat it, chew it, and swallow it, and then act as the book might act. This is no small trick. Then there is the dance. Once the dance begins, others arrive. It is their job to pretend to be someone else, but to feel real fear. As they act, they dance. They dance with the person that has become the book. They dance with their real fear. They dance around a table, and a story is told in the tracks of their steps. Let us not forget the dice. The dice sing. The dice sing of opening doors and brains spraying across the walls, and the translation of books. The song of the dice lets you climb burning tapestries and scream and go mad and hide, weeping in the dark as marionettes spin in echoing tunnels of smooth stone. The dice sing a tune to which the false people dance while the book inside leads you all on. And whether you want to or not, you dance. We dance. We all dance, hand in hand, until the end of the world. Coming next week from the Rancor's Brothel, Impossible Landscapes, a Delta Green campaign by Dennis Detweiler.
Hello, dear listeners. We wanted to give you a slightly different intro to this one before getting to the actual intro of the game. This game comes with a bit of a trigger warning. Needless to say, it is not for children. This game is a bit darker than most of our other Call of Cthulhu scenarios and comes with a mature content warning. Please be aware that this game contains mature themes including drugs, sex, sex magic, prostitution, sexual murder, and all manner of sexual practices are at least touched on. If this is not your type of game, please feel free to listen to any of our other shows. We completely understand. Thank you for listening.
The Rancor's Brothel presents Berlin, the Wicked City. Part 1. The Devil Eats Flies.
We finally killed
him. We love you, Schroeder.
Sorry we let you get eaten by big burbs.
I'm really not sorry you hit me in the face with a fucking baton. Screw you, dude.
Sorry.
That did happen, Schroeder. Sorry.
Thank you for rolling poorly.
Lottie loved you. What are you doing, man?
So I'm going to do something a little different here.
We all level up.
What? We all level up.
Please.
I'm going to
I have like three check marks. Four check marks.
I have so many check marks. I have
you all.
Six.
You all go back to, I'll get to the different part. You all make it back to
the prince's
apartment.
His chateau.
We're going to Prince's apartment? Hell yeah!
We already use his bathroom. Right. Nope.
Okay, they give Anna something to calm her.
I could give her some of my laudanum.
That may be a way to go.
Just something to keep her calm,
but not to like drug her up. Mm-hmm. And
just a mini dose.
They kind of usher her off to a separate room so that she can rest. And
yeah, don't shut the door and put a guard with her.
You can see that everybody is just worn out, just tired.
Lottie's like, yeah, she just freaking speared a guy with her legs, man.
She hasn't slept well, apparently, either.
No.
What is Frederick making of all this?
Frederick is very, very, very bothered. So when Edgar was killed, mm-hmm. I would have been very paranoid. I would have kept my gun out. I would have been looking at the group.
Sure.
Expecting whatever that was to jump. Like that is my current understanding. Is this thing is possessing people. and using them as vessels to complete its mission.
Right.
So even now, if we're back, I would probably want to stand guard.
Yes.
But with someone else, because I don't trust myself.
Interesting. What is Irving making of all this? What's on his mind?
He's just confused. It's like, what is going on? Second time this has happened. Why? He's lost. This is beyond him for the most part. He deals with the physical world. This is not physical. Mm-hmm. Since he was technically a physical engineer and dealt with clocks. Like, this is throwing him off so much.
Right.
It's like, this is not natural. This doesn't happen. What's going on? He's lost. He's got no idea what's going on. Even though he's only lost a little bit of sand.
Like, sure.
It's his mind is blown, basically.
Makes sense. Okay. What is Adelaide making of all this? What's on her mind?
So she is very torn because she kind of has two sides of her. One side of her is very alienist, science-minded. There has to be an explanation, something going on in the psyche that's causing this. But then she also can't deny the like physical changes she's seen. And from her past, she... So she has a mother who's criminally insane, and part of her investigation into that was getting into the occult because she didn't want to believe it was just her mom's brain being bad. Mm-hmm. So she has a base knowledge of occult things. So now she is starting to believe more and more there is something supernatural going on, and she feels very not in control, and it is not a good feeling for her.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yeah. No, that's okay. Good. I'm just Excellent. Trying to understand where everybody's mindset is at.
Very confused, a little frightened. Yeah.
Where is Lottie in all this? What is she thinking?
Lottie is freaked out because she just... One of her very good clients / friends / one of the few people that she trusted... just got killed by cassowaries.
Sure I did.
But he was also very possessed, which freaked her the fuck out because she knew it wasn't him.
Right.
Like, she knew from that hug that it wasn't him. Because Lottie knew that Edgar kind of had a thing for her and would have never given her anything cold, which is not the way he acted. So she's a little skeptical. Very curious about what the fuck is happening. Mm-hmm. And is also intrigued in a way because she's now finding herself in a mix of people that she would have never been in a mix with. And she's starting to trust them, but is also very apprehensive to trust anybody at this point because anybody could be possessed.
Mm-hmm. The
you
prince.
Have no say.
I know.
Sorry. Okay.
The prince returns from the prince and the baron return from kind of guiding Anna to the other room. Everybody looks very worn out. Again, drinks, smoking, what have you. And and the baron just sort of says, "Thank you for your help. This has been quite a week. It's been quite a couple of days, in fact. I've assured Anna that she will be safe. She needs to rest. And we believe that she'll be okay from here on out."
So you think you can keep her safe?
When you mention that, Von Killinger kind of chuckles.
Her safety is funny to you?
He looks over at the prince, who looks at the rest of you and sort of says, clearly this demonic entity needs to be put to rest. It will not stop, and we need to put a stop to it somehow.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, you didn't do such a good job noticing Edgar was possessed. Lottie's just, like, pissed at this point. She lost one of, like, her only best friends.
Hmm.
Who just came out of nowhere. Weird, huh?
You seem fairly certain it's demonic. How do you have that information?
Research, mostly. Paying attention to what's been going on.
Plus, it's that time frame where everything that's not normal is probably a demon.
Fair.
It's true.
It's true.
What's your idea?
75.
For some reason, as you sit there, it hits you. As a member of the Communist Party, as you are the only one in the group who has claimed to be so. It hits you that the name, the Shabelsky Bork name, you recall vaguely that a man by that name gunned down a man by the name of Vladimir Nabokov Sr. during an assassination attempt on a man by the name of Pavel Minyokiv, who was the foreign minister of the Russian Provisional Government at the time.
Okay, I'm going to need you to run those back. Okay, so Peter Bork, who the Holden Corp is registered to,
mm-hmm.
he assassinated
Nabokov.
He gunned down Vladimir Nabokov Sr. while attempting to assassinate another man by the name of Pavel, P-A-V-E-L, Milyokov, M-I-L-Y-O-K-O-V. Milyokov, probably. Who was the foreign minister of the Russian Provisional Government at the time.
And he has this realization because Bork was part of the Communist Party?
Yes. You didn't find anything in your research because there were no records of it.
Hmm.
But the more you think about it, the more you concentrate on it, and the more you look at the prints, you realize this.
That's him.
It is.
Is he Bork?
He's Bork. He's the foreign minister of what? Or wait, Milyokov?
Milyokov was the foreign minister of the Russian Provisional Government.
Okay. So is Bork Russian or German?
Russian.
A Russian communist.
So odd.
Like a unicorn.
Czar. God, I hope nobody in Russia listens to this.
This really is Call of Cthulhu. Just wait till they call on the great almighty Putin. The Putin monster.
Do you think Putin listens to the Rancor's Brothel?
Doubtful.
He will now that we've said his name.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
That's probably very true.
I don't know that we have any listeners in Russia, to be honest. For some reason, that just hits you.
Huh.
Is this the dude that shot him with a gun and threw a grenade at him?
No, that was Killinger's friends. Do I see the dude who any of them were in the car?
None of those. You do not recognize anybody. Anybody okay. else?
So, do the communists have a connection to occultism?
They do in Call of Cthulhu.
Rasputin was big on it.
Yeah, but he wasn't a communist.
Kinda. He could have easily been involved.
Well,
anyway, that's just information for you. Do with it what you wish.
What the fuck?
Probably not share right now amongst us.
Hey, here's a murderer.
Hey, you're not who you said you are.
But he's in front of everyone. Prince kind of says, "There's no need for too many more secrets, I suppose." And Mr. Killiner and I are business associates. The construction union is a mutual defense association that has its best interests in both Germany and Russia at heart.
Should I do my shocked Pikachu face?
Absolutely.
We're going to get invited to join the Avengers.
And as...
I call Valkyrie.
Oh, God damn it.
As he explains that, the two men that are working with Killinger kind of look at each other and they both start laughing. And then they continue to laugh, and their laughter kind of grows louder and more strange. And each of them
fuse into one
begin to kind of
nope
tweak.
Oh, hell no.
Another trucker.
No, no, no.
It was an 11 and a 10. What do those do?
Makes them take a nap.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
One of them kind of bends down to all fours and kind of, you know, tweaks back and forth. I wish I could explain this better than tweaking.
Jerks.
Twerking.
Yeah, it's they're twerking. But when he stands back up, you see that he has grown an extra set of legs.
Oh, God.
No, I hate this.
It's a sand roll to see that. In fact,
I don't look.
Choose not to see it.
When it comes to the body movements.
The other one kind of does the same and kind of grasps at his face. And when he looks back at you, he has multiple eyes.
Failed.
Pass.
I failed.
Pass.
Is it sand for both transformations?
A pass is just one loss. It's a...
How many is it in a session? I'm scared now.
A fifth.
One fifth of your total. Max of your total.
Okay.
Wait.
Starting until you have a new drop point.
Okay, I think it's still good.
This is going to be fun. Who failed?
I did.
Flynn and I.
Bummer. It's a D6.
Oh, Austin.
For a failure.
That's still not the highest I've rolled.
Four.
And I got a five.
Oh, somebody gets a temporary.
Oh, shit. Amy.
Roll me an intelligence roll.
Oop.
Pass.
Let's see.
You cray?
Not yet.
That was close, though.
Yeah, I got four.
You realize that what you're seeing is real. This is real. This is fucking happening. This is happening right in front of your face.
Awesome.
It's as real as your clocks.
Yeah. Which just so happens to be going off in my pocket.
Guys, time to get out of here. Check on my clocks.
Seems like time to get out of here.
My clocks need to be let out.
Well, I'm just gonna go.
Bye.
Fucking communists.
If I lose four more sand, I hit a breaking point.
Ooh, fun.
Oh, God.
What's a breaking point?
It's when your sand level resets to a new amount.
That's a Delta Green thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Felt like I have it in Cthulhu, too.
Nope.
Okay,
cool. You just keep losing until you go fucking insane. And
gotcha. So I thought the fifth and all that happened.
A fifth of 60?
12.
What's your pal? And it'll be the bottom number.
Oh, thank you.
Roll me a D2.
A D2.
We'll see whether or not you get a phobia or a mania.
That would be a 1.
Okay, so you're going with phobia. Now roll me a D100.
You tease your golf ball.
It's not stopping.
It'll stop once it finds a spot. Is it really still rolling?
Yes. Yeah. It's going the opposite way.
There we go.
29.
Good God.
That dice was dramatic.
Builds that suspense.
The best part was it kept teetering on one.
Okay.
What you afraid of?
I need...
What phobia you got, boy?
Please be women.
Please.
For the next 9 hours, you have demophobia. You don't like being in crowds of people.
That's normal.
It's bad. Right. It's bad for you.
No.
And so you probably instinctively start to back away from everyone around you.
Anybody.
It's not a large crowd, but it's a small crowd of people. And you are not a fan.
How realistic is that for me is insane. I do not like being crowds of people.
Women would have been funnier.
It would have been hilarious.
Took us long enough, but we finally got an insanity.
Yay!
All right, I got to see what the fear of women is.
That said...
Because that would be fucking hilarious.
That said, I guess we need to go back to Dex order.
We got to roll off.
Roll off.
That should have been obvious.
I'm just going to keep you in the same order, actually.
Oh.
I just need to find...
Gynophobia? Yeah, that makes sense.
Gross.
Is that on the list?
I'm going to put all of
your pelvic sphere. Right, the number.
Dang.
The only one I don't have.
Never don't roll those dice.
I know, right?
Lucas, is gynophobia in there as a phobia?
It might be. I have to look.
It's fear of women.
Because that would have been funnier. I'm just saying.
You need to get away, please.
Oh, whoops. I didn't have to roll for dex. I just need to look at the dex.
This is the prince and Killinger that have changed, or the baron?
No,
no, the two men that were working with Killinger have changed.
The two dudes. Yeah, that's
the lackeys have changed.
Okay.
Lotte goes first.
Lottie is going to say, shit, not again.
That's her turn.
She is going to... She's only got brawl.
Question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which door am I nearest to? The one to leave or one to the room where Anna is?
Oh, that's a good question.
Anna.
I'm going to be trying to go throughout the door to Anna's room to get away from the group.
Yeah. Like I said, you're just sort of backing up.
Oh, yeah. That's why I was like, which door am I going closer to?
I mean, you can still act. You're just afraid to be in large crowds of people.
I'm aware. I'm trying. This is what I'm doing.
Right.
This shit's scary. And I'm not wanting to be in this room.
None of them have been attacky or look like they're about to.
Oh, absolutely. Like, they will.
Okay.
Yeah.
He got cracked in the head the last one.
They just don't get a surprise attack like Edgar did because nobody saw him change.
I legitimately feel like killing her and then would have been like, what are you laughing? Oh, shit. Because they just kept laughing.
I mean, I guess Lottie is going to try to spear another guy. Why not, right? I mean, she's got nothing else.
It's called the leg of Cain. What was it called?
She did not.
You miss or he shifts out of the way just far enough.
One could easily see it coming. The other just moved too fast.
Yeah. Right.
Got all them eyes.
One's got extra legs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's got more legs. One can see anything.
Is he like a centaur?
Kind of.
He's a
but a human tar. So he's a human tar.
He's a man's body on top of a man's body.
Right. So a human tar.
It's almost as if he's grown. Is it a thorax on an insect? The back end.
That's the middle section.
It's the middle section. So whatever the back end of the insect would be.
So
yes, it appears more like horse-like.
Centaur.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not great.
Flynn.
Shoot them.
I will position myself in the way of the door.
I'll
draw my gun.
Which door?
Anna's door.
Okay.
Draw my gun and fire. We'll go with one with horse boy.
All right. Shoot him.
Shoot horse boy.
In my Shoot head, you're in front of me.
Got it.
Yeah.
Roll some damage.
Roll higher than a one.
Please. Two. Why'd you have to say it?
Hey, it's higher than one. But yeah, in my head, you are in front of me, who is in front of the door to Anna.
Okay. Then it goes to Irving.
Yeah, I'm going through the door. I'm just getting out of the room. I don't fight. I don't have a way to fight. This shit is terrifying.
You hide. You hide inside Anna's room.
I've opened the door and I've gone in the room. I have shut the door and locked it.
This then goes to Von Killinger, who will also pull out a pistol and fire. This time at, let's just say,
hopefully his gun's meaner than your gun.
Gun is farts.
That's a pretty good hit.
Yes,
he does 5 damage with his gun. Then it goes to Adelaide.
Do the other men in this room have guns? And or seem like they are going to do attacks on these guys?
Yeah, the prince pulls out a pistol as well. He'll go after you.
Then I'm going to get my small knife out of my handbag.
Okay.
But just in like a defensive way. I'm not going to go after any attacking. Of them.
Perfect.
Is that safe?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I don't want to die.
Knives are quite good at defense.
Ooh. Damn.
He does a shoot? A good shoot?
It's an odd 8.
Uh-oh. Nice.
Hell yeah, good shoot.
In the eye.
And does enough damage to knock down the guy with the eyes.
Yay! Nice.
Called it.
Nice. You with the eyes.
And then they go, or I guess just one of them goes, and turns to the prince and immediately attacks. Yes. So he attacks the prince and kind of swipes him with a claw-like hand. Kind of across the chest. Doesn't do a whole lot of damage to him, seemingly, but it hurts for sure.
Kind of a deeper than a graze.
Mm-hmm. Top of the order, Lottie.
Is there anything around Lottie that she can pick up and throw at said dude?
You can probably find a candlestick or something if that's what you're looking for.
Oh, my throw is worse than my brawl.
I mean, you can grab it, run up on it, and hit it.
Cool. She's going to do that. She's going to try to get him from behind, because I'm assuming she went behind.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Going for the reach around.
She is.
Candlestick. Right in the ass. Right in his horse ass.
Can I f*** you in the ass?
She did not.
No.
Oh, no.
You whiff. How
Put
bad did you whiff?
Killinger's ass.
Not so good.
What'd you roll?
I got a 71.
Okay, that's not too bad.
It's not the fail range.
It's not a critical fail yet.
Not if a critical,
critical
fail.
You probably would have let go of the candlestick and might have hit someone else.
It would have been a throw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then it goes to Frederick.
Frederick,
do another good shoot.
Yeah, I'll try to pop him.
Get the horse boy. He's got lots of knees.
You aim for the knees.
Knee. Got it.
Damage.
Yeah. 7.
Yay!
Nice.
Ooh.
Greater than 2.
That's actually enough to make him roll a con roll. That he fails. He falls unconscious.
Nice.
That's still in his four-legged form.
That's...
But he... Well...
Hog time!
Actually, hang on.
I need a lot of rope.
Oh, no. Nope. When he hits the ground, he slowly does form back to his normal self, but he is unconscious.
He'll need new pants.
Did Eyeboy's eyes go away?
Yeah, he looks normal again, but he did.
He got a bullet through where one of the eyes was.
Wait, he dead? I thought he was just down.
No, he's dead.
No, they killed him.
Oop.
Yeah, he's dead. He took far too much gunfire.
Lottie's going to drop the candlestick and go, what the fuck is happening?
I'm still in the room.
Would we like to talk about how we're going to keep her safe now?
Killinger looks over at Konstantinovich. Sorry. Just forgot his name for a moment. And he says, I believe it's time to take care of this.
Yeah, for sure.
Tell us what to do.
He looks about you and says, tomorrow morning, as the sun rises in the solstice, my operatives are to enact a blood sacrifice. A man of light and goodness taking the place of the ancient Teutonic god, Balder. He will give his life for the future fortune of the fatherland. Am I right in remembering, my good Pietor, that Saturn's Day is held to be particularly appropriate for the rituals of banishment? And the prince nods. He says, then I propose we kill two flies with one strike. We enact a banishment ritual and use the magical power unlocked by Baldur's sacrifice to rid ourselves and the rest of the city, of course, of this terrible spirit once and for all. What say you?
He went north with this?
The prince, with his bloody hand off of his chest, screams, aye, aye. And he says, I think if you give me a moment, I can remember how this works. And he runs to a desk and grabs a piece of paper and a pen.
If we have to sacrifice someone, I vote that we sacrifice Friedrich.
What?
You're the craziest.
The most likely to get possessed.
My sanity's great.
I'm a very stable genius.
What are you at?
54.
Oh, he says, he's still higher than me.
He says, just give me a moment. It's given in the pages of the Devarmouth Mysteries. I believe I can remember it off heart. Just give me a moment to concentrate. And he looks up at you and says, we will need at least 3 to take part.
Well, there's only 3 of us standing in the room.
Is everything over?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody opens the door and says, you can come out now.
Yeah, I locked it.
Lottie's tapping on the door going, you can come out, Erwin. It's okay.
You realize there's no lock on the inside of that door.
I just held the door shut. He's just
pulling against it. That's locked. His whole body weight against it.
I open it. I look back. Is Anna still in the room?
Yeah, but she's kind of out of it.
Okay, that's fine.
She doesn't really know what just happened.
I open the door and I just peek my head around. It's about as far as I'm going to come out of this door.
Okay, what's the plan?
They explain that they need to perform this ritual too, and they need you to be a part of it.
What is what does the ritual entail?
Blood sacrifice.
If you give him a moment to write it down, he says, there should be a handout for it.
Ooh.
Handout.
He says there should be a handout for it.
Hold on. I have something here. Give me one moment to write.
This one should be legible. Who wants to read?
I could read it.
It's so these are the steps needed to perform the ritual.
The ritual performance. First, prepare the area. Inscribe a summoning circle using chalk or maybe traced in dust or soot on the floor. At minimum, 3 are required throughout the ritual. They must all stand within the circle, with the fetish sitting in the center of the inscribed space. More may participate, but the number of participants must be divisible by 3. Others may stand by, guarding the sacred area, ready to step in and replace those unable to continue.
Ooh, it's a long one.
Facing east, assume the wand posture. Declare. Gah.
Gah.
2. Raise the arms at the sides. Declare. Munda. 3. Touch right shoulder with left hand. Declare. Odd. Mikalzo. 4. Touch the left shoulder with right hand. Declare. Odd. Bushed. 5. Keeping arms crossed, bow head and declare, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, everybody. Go ahead. 6. Make the gesture service. At the first point, declare exarp. At the second point, declare oral iba. Esbi? Hard to say. 7. Turn to face north, make the gesture declaring Nanta. At the first point, Mor Dial. This is literally HCTGA.
Haktga.
Hak. At the second. 8. Turn to face west, make the gesture declaring Koma.
Hokma.
There's an M in here.
Yeah, Hokma.
Hokma.
So the one is basically just clear your throat.
At the point, and then.
Set it about.
Arsel Gal at the second.
I said it mostly
this
right.
This is literally miles per hour. 9. Turn to face the south, make the gesture declaring Bitom at the first point, and you can't start a word with PD.
I just assume we're talking to the Knights of St. Neat.
T. Pedosi.
The P might be silent on that one.
Dosi at the second.
Dutche.
Well, so like in German, PF is very common.
Repeat it's these steps until the sun rises in the east. Oh, geez.
It would be funny if it said until the sun rises in the west. It's like, oh, wait, what? No.
Shit.
Give me an intro.
Me?
Frederic.
Ooh, Art 5, baby.
Nice.
It's extreme.
It comes to mind, though you probably don't say it out loud, or if you do, you do. You're trying to figure out who the hell could possibly be the sacrifice, and the name Ratanu comes to your mind. The man in the song that was sang during the chaos.
Why does it come to mind?
Because they're going to be sacrificing him.
The song was about overthrowing him from the government.
At the very start?
Yes.
Walter Ratanu.
Side note, what time was it when I got my phobia, roughly? Since I have 9 hours from then.
It's like, maybe been like an hour.
It's like, yeah, it's like midnight.
That's what I was like. I was trying to figure out where it ends, because if we're going to be doing this thing, I'm not going to get in that
I'd say like 11:30 or something like that.
Right.
I'm only saying because I will not get in that small group during this situation.
Now, those of you who have taken physical damage, nobody's attempted to do first aid on you yet. So if you want to do that, you can.
Yeah.
It's an option.
Yeah.
Does anyone have first aid?
I have like 30. I have 30.
50.
Okay.
Fix so me, if, clock
if,
man.
If you want come to me. If you want to attempt to work on him, you may.
36.
Hey.
So failure on that one.
That's a pass.
Yeah, oh, so I thought you said you had 30.
I have 50.
Oh, 50. Yeah, 50. You said 3.
What do I heal with? 30. Is it just one?
Oh, I think it's a... Is it a D4?
You only took 2 damage.
I took 3.
Oh.
Lottie took 2 damage.
Oh.
I should probably roll first aid on both, huh?
Yeah.
Ah, 2.
Oh-hoo! Lottie's just cured. Fuck that shit. He, like, touched her face, and she's like, I'm good.
That's all I needed.
I'm good, honey.
Gynophobia would have been so much funnier there.
Right?
Just like, I have to.
It would have been funnier because you're in a room with a woman, too.
Yeah. I'm like, I have to get away from them. And I'll
slam the door, turn around.
And just every time it goes to me, I'm just running back and forth through the door like, this sucks.
No, I don't want to punch my own self.
Punch your own self.
Please first aid only recording. Gives you 1 hit point back.
So they both get one hit point back.
Yay.
It's medicine that'll give you more, right?
Correct.
I have longer medicine?
Term treatment.
Right. I have 1 of medicine.
But you can at least get
1 back. With the ought, though, you can probably get her back up to full. I'll give you that.
It's 2.
Yay.
Double it.
Cool.
Yes. So that's some more weird information for you. You also... You also personally just realized that when Killinger was speaking to the prince, he called him Pyotr.
Mm-hmm.
Not prince.
That chick is up.
Would we have noticed that? Because those are different
things. He's the one who knows who that person is. So to him, it's kind of like, yeah. You guys might know the name, but it may not really click with you.
Have we ever heard his actual first name? We've always called him Prince something.
Correct. You have never heard his first name.
Peter.
Wait, are you saying that just like anyone in this world can decide they're prince and just call themselves Prince?
Yep.
Huh. I want to be Princess Adelaide.
Fair enough.
I demand that everyone calls me Princess from now on.
I don't have to listen to you. You're not a real princess.
You want stabbed with my small knife?
Oh, God.
But the prince looks around and says...
He'll shoot you with a regular gun.
He says, we need a location to do this at. Someplace important to Grossman, perhaps.
The garden shed.
His garden shed! Yeah. Where he did many of his murders and then that put into cannibalism.
The apartment's empty. But it's got the nosy Karen.
The looky-loos.
Yeah, the garden shed's more
those are
more
all good
private.
Places. The garden shed's important. The apartment, obviously, is very important.
Even the square. But that's not an ideal place to do a...
have a non-stop ritual.
I mean, you'll just have to take a car to get to the garden shed. I mean, you'll take a car anyway.
Oh, there's a car that seats 8.
Yeah.
I'm going to go separately. Give me a penny farthing.
Which do you want to go to?
I vote garden shed.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Shed.
Do we need the little fetishes? Got 100 or so of them.
He says again, then, we need an object. We need a fetish, if you will.
We have a handful
of belonging to him?
Something that has significant magical charge in it. Anything that's been invested with powerful emotion, more dramatic, the better.
His journal?
You have his journal.
Yes.
That's probably the best thing we could use.
Jackpot.
Hey.
And he says, on top of all that, each of you will have to sacrifice something of your own personal property, something that's important to you.
Cool. Got my watch.
My sleepy juice.
His diorama.
For this, will you let us retcon something we have on us, as long as it's important to us?
Sure. I mean, I know that Irving has a pocket watch.
Got my chronometer.
I don't know what everybody else carries. So
I would say that on my dress, I have a brooch that belonged to my mother, okay. And I'd be willing to sacrifice that.
Okay.
Lottie doesn't really keep possessions, I guess.
If you don't, you don't.
Do you have a ribbon?
Yes, she'll pull out a pretty ribbon.
From her hair. From her hair.
From her hair.
It was a gift from Edgar.
No!
What does Frederick carry? Anything?
Diorama.
You have anything from the war?
You have like a war medal or something that you can keep with you?
I have a...
anything you've stolen that you have some personal attachment to?
An old lighter that has been shot through.
Oh.
Okay.
It's not lighting many cigars or cigarettes anyway then.
It's an old lighter shot through that had nothing to do with the war. It just happened to be something that was shot through.
I just found it like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah. It was going to go in the diorama, but then he changed it.
The Baron... And, well, as you know now, Shabelsky Bork, or Konstantinovich, whichever you believe him to be, they both say they're going to stay behind. One, because Pyotr has obviously been shot or been scratched. He's nursing a wound. But for the most part, they are going to sit there with loaded guns, intent on keeping Anna safe until further notice.
What if one of you two becomes... Oh.
No, it's like, can I first aid on Pyotr? I can give him 1 point.
No, that's a nice idea.
23.
You can give him 1 point back.
Cool, I gave him a point back. I helped.
Are you
but
both
his, sure? His intent is, their intent is to stand there and keep guard.
Yep.
Are you both sure that you won't become possessed yourselves?
We can't be sure of anything.
Okay. Fair enough.
They have
but we are willing to take each other out if need be.
Suicide pact.
Mm-hmm. Since this sounds Norse, they're probably engraved with runes.
All right.
Pyotr reaches in his jacket or his military coat, and he pulls out a necklace that he rips from his neck, and he hands it off to Irvin, just because you're the closest distance, because you just helped him. And he hands you this little pendant. It looks like it's made out of lead. It is a Crux Ansata. It's an Ankh.
Hmm.
I know that word.
Yes.
Ankh sounds like if you were trying to say the word uncle, but you said aunt instead.
Mm-hmm. What?
She I got it. That.
Don't look at me like that. I'm more in tune with your wife than you are. It's because we have vaginas.
Damn vagina connections.
So you guys go to the shed.
Mm-hmm. We do the ritual. There are no complications and we win.
Yay! We did it!
The world hath been
Kellinger,
saved.
Kellinger looks around and says, it's probably best we do this outside.
Makes sense.
And in the garden, he... takes a stick and he etches in the ground the circle of sorts.
Right? Sorry.
He says, three of you need to stand within the circle.
groups can't do it.
Erwin doesn't seem to want to.
Mm-hmm. Nope. I'll stand.
It's large crowds. It's not groups of three.
Okay.
I have a practical question. You have a gun. If we need to be doing the ritual uninterrupted, should you be the one that stands out and keeps guard?
And Killinger also has a gun.
Killinger has a gun.
I say the three boys do it.
Wait, but then nobody has a gun.
Well, I have firearms. Like, if you give me the gun, I can shoot.
Is it good firearms?
I mean, it's all right. It's probably as good as Edgar's.
Wait.
That's fair.
I'll do it, because I'm not going to be any use if something attacks us while we're doing this.
Okay.
Lottie's got that spear, man.
What was said about the sacrifice?
They're doing a blood sacrifice to benefit Russia.
What I know.
Or what you believe you know.
What I believe I know.
You believe, you think that Walter Ratner might be the sacrifice.
So elsewhere he is...
Possibly.
Okay.
So they said they'd have to do two.
Right. And Kellinger kind of takes your gun and hands it to Lottie and says, we'll do what we can.
I'm afraid if Frederick is not in the circle, he will become possessed.
If he's not in the circle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, then me, Erwin, and Frederick will do it.
Okay.
Killinger,
I just don't trust you. I'm sorry.
You're going to kill us all.
Killinger says, Killinger says, everyone throw in your possessions to the center of the circle.
Sounds like the ritual of Chewed.
I do that.
And then he also lays the journal in the middle. With a little bit of some sort of flammable liquid, like gasoline, oil, something. He kind of douses everything, lights a match, and sets it on fire. As you begin going into your, what do you call it? Chant. As you go around the circle following the rituals. Enchantments. I can't think of the f***ing word. Following the rituals, rules, I guess.
I like the part where we yell, get!
Get! Yeah,
everyone, together now!
Get. I need all of you to roll a d4.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Two.
Four.
Three.
One.
Let me see your sheet real quick.
Me?
Yes.
Who, me?
Okay. I think everybody should be okay. Take the number you rolled, add 3, and deduct that from your magic points.
Ooh.
As long as no one hits 0, you should be fine.
Do I feel magical?
Sorry, you feel less. This was just for the 3 of them. I apologize. That went into the circle.
Oh,
I apologize. So you're fine at your max. I apologize.
Also, there's a space for max. I just realized that. So you could write it in.
That's
so then
fair too.
I don't have to keep it circled.
I usually just circle it.
Just saying.
It's easier to see. I also need you to roll another d4 for sanity loss.
All of us?
3.
1.
The three of them.
The 3.
3. Okay. Oh boy.
I lose one more.
You're done, man.
I'm not done. I just get a new forever problem.
See here.
I don't need any more problems.
You all circle around. You do what you need to do. And about an hour in, you're all sort of entranced in this thing. About an hour in, Killinger hears something strange and he kind of looks over. As Lottie hits the ground and she starts to twitch.
At least it wasn't Phaedra.
And tremble. And as she stands up with a couple of extra arms, she looks at Killinger and I assume we'll attack Killinger. You have a higher dex than he does, so that's where you are.
You gonna spear him?
She's gonna vagina spear him?
You could surface you got two so extra many arms. People at the same time.
Success?
10.
Oh my god.
You hit Killinger. He hits the ground. It is just the two of you in combat. He with his gun in
just
hand.
Keep going, guys. Just keep going.
He with his gun in hand puts it underneath your chin.
Oh, no.
And a bonus die because you are...
Real close.
Point blank.
Point blank.
Doesn't that add damage, too? Hit?
Bye, guys.
I'll miss you, Loti.
Or he rolled a crit fail.
And, shot himself in the
and
head.
The gun blew up in his hand and killed him.
Oh no, Lucas just did a head shake.
Lottie did.
I need to look at the damage rules.
Sorry, guys.
I'll miss you.
What is his gun? Is it a shotgun?
Mm-mm. It's a Luger,
wait,
but it's a D10 damage.
Killinger give me... No.
He gave
give
you
me
his
your
gun.
Gun.
Damage 103...
Surprised the brawl, like me spearing him to the ground, doesn't cause any sort of damage.
The idea is more of a grab.
Mm-hmm.
It's fair. I just feel like hitting the ground that hard would be
oof.
At least somewhat stunning.
The military is somewhat trained for that stuff.
Point blank shooting?
Yeah.
What would a normal shot be and roll it?
Like double?
I don't think it's double. Oops. It's a d10. What's your max hit points?
10.
You're not really in control of yourself. Roll me a constitution check.
I missed it by one.
Oh. Okay.
You're not in your control of yourself, so you can't really spend luck here.
I know, that's why I was
also,
like...
Also, it's combat. He shoots you under the chin.
Goes out the cheek.
Exits your cheek. It does 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Since that's half of your damage in one go, you fall unconscious.
Fair. I'm not dead, guys.
You all hear a gunshot, which may or may not interrupt what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I need you to roll me...
Con checks?
Yeah, roll me constitution checks.
No!
Oh God.
All of us?
Yes.
Got it.
I failed.
Extreme.
Got it. Normal.
Extreme concentration.
So Adelaide is the only one who kind of looks back. The rest of you, no matter what, tried to stick with what you're doing. Adelaide, you kind of look back and you see your friend on the ground, bleeding from the face, killing her on the ground, gun in hand, and he looks at you and says, "Don't stop."
Wait, does Lottie still have her extra arms like shrinking back?
Slowly shrinking back in. Okay.
So then you realize that
you'd been possessed.
Yeah, Lottie was possessed. That's what I wanted to make sure of, because I was like, if you didn't and you saw that Lottie just got shot in the face,
I was gonna do something.
All I could find when I looked up the point blank stuff, Lucas, was the bonus die on the hit.
That's what I guess it doesn't have anything to do with damage.
Hey guys, extra hole for Lottie.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I hate that so much.
I think so wrong.
I think shotguns have some bonus thing there, but
so wrong.
Emily.
I just got possessed, okay? Let me have some fun. He made me.
Lucas, why have you done
this? You failed a power roll when you attack someone. That's what happened.
Sorry, guys. Still don't think I failed that roll, but
as soon as this happens, he yells at you to continue. Do you continue?
Yes.
Okay.
I recognize that Lottie was possessed and he was doing what he had to stop it. I keep going.
You willingly continue? And I need a power roll. Who has the highest pow? I believe it's you, right?
Don't fucking lose it, guys.
I have a 70.
Yes.
Which is why he gave... Yeah. Roll pow for me.
37.
Oh,
that
baby.
That is almost a hard.
37.
It's not a hard, though.
It's a little chubby.
Okay, so hang on. 70. you guys get some bonuses for what you're using. Number one.
Thank you, Austin, journal. For laughing at that.
She is out of control.
I did a disappointed sigh. Does that count?
You should laugh. It's funny. Yeah, you're smiling.
Oh, wow. Okay. You rolled a lot better.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yes.
It's an opposed power roll. But your POW is enhanced by... Oh, wait, you have the Ankh. Fuck.
Ankh.
Do you get it now? Why it's like you're trying to say...
No, okay. Yeah, no, that's even better.
Uncle, but you say aunt? Ankh?
I can't tell you here.
It's almost like you're going to say...
You're wanting to say Ankh, not uncle. And you're going, yeah.
Ankh. And then you stop instead of ol at the end. Yeah.
You see... So this is a little bit before your power roll, but what you see is during the duration of your spinning, your chanting, some kind of visible power from around you, from the sky, from various places in Berlin, sucked in to this small fire where his journal sits, and there's a large whoosh of flame as you literally see almost an actual figure of this thing, whatever it may be, this entity, screaming at you.
With your
power roll and following the rules of the ritual, you are able to fight it back. and it sort of explodes. And, you know, any birds that were around scatter. You literally feel like you can hear babies across the city wake up and cry in unison, right, just screaming from this noise.
I would hate that.
Lottie, still unconscious, goes completely back to normal. This very, very ominous vibe, this almost tangible evil around you seems to dissipate. Then you stand there with a small pile of your possessions turning to ash. And Killinger, smiling, sits up and claps and says, "I believe he is gone."
That's not very exciting to believe.
And he looks at Irvin, who is very, very tired, and says, "Your friend needs help. She changed. She attacked."
Oh my god, this is going to make her fall even more in love with you if she wakes up to your face. I'm just saying.
Let's see if I can help.
Irvin's like, "I wasn't able to save her. She's conscious. She's
nope. Irvin. I was not able to save her.
Wait, I have first aid too. I can try.
I fail.
It's not good, but...
Only one person can actually...
Oh, gosh.
I had the best chance and I rolled over.
So...
Wait, did you spend luck?
I don't have any.
Not that much luck. I mean, you can get her to a hospital eventually.
Yeah, we can get her to the hospital. I just can't do anything here.
Right.
She literally had like a through and through.
And as you look at the pile, you see that the book itself almost looks like flesh. Ugh. As it sort of melts and bubbles and stinks.
Smells like bacon.
Salt. Sort of melting into this globular blob of protein tissue as it pours from the book.
Ew. Gloop.
We did say it looked like skin on the binding, because mm-hmm. it was a leather book. I'm not sure what kind of leather it was.
People leather.
It's the Ed Gein model.
Ugh.
Throughout the next few 26, we're in 22.
Two.
So yeah.
So four years.
Oh, my God. So much will have changed.
Over the next 4 years, you do continue even to still see in the paper on occasion.
Shredded up people.
Not shredded, but you definitely, you still see these reports of what they're calling lustmord, or lust murder is essentially what this is. But none of them seem familiar. Those of you who were once changed feel normal.
Lottie has an awesome scar.
Yeah, Lottie's got this awesome, like, third eye scar almost.
Does that drop her app, or does it make her prettier?
Depends on who you're
mechanically
talking.
It does nothing. Physically, you change.
I feel like mechanically, Anna, it should go up or down 5 points, but whatever.
Anna survives.
Yay.
She goes on to maintain her claim that she is indeed the Grand Duchess of Anastasia. Or sorry, the Grand Duchess of the Grand Duchess Anastasia, not
there
of.
You go.
No of. No of.
No of for you.
Eventually she changes her name to Anna Anderson.
Don't put on wages yet. We get to bump our stats since we didn't die.
Or go crazy.
I only barely avoided it by one.
Before we conclude this scenario, Frederick, is there anything further you wish to do with some of the other information you have attained?
I would be checking the papers for news about Walter Retinue.
Okay. You do. Within the week, in fact, probably that next morning or a couple of days after the ritual that you performed, see in the paper that Walter Retinue was assassinated in his car by a grenade.
You saint the butcher.
Oh, fuck.
How does that make you feel?
This disturbs you.
Greatly.
But not to the point that you lose yourself in it. You believe that maybe you could have prevented this. But that's taken care of in the reward section.
Ooh.
This concludes, by the way, scenario one of three out of the book Berlin, the Wicked City.
Yay!
This one was entitled The Devil Eats Flies.
Oh.
For saving Anna Tchaikovsky, everyone is awarded 1d4 sanity points. Roll a d4.
Oh, Jesus.
Three.
By the way, you can with these rewards, you can expand your max. Your max can go up.
Nice. Wait, that was just sanity points?
Sanity mm-hmm. points only, yeah.
Four. So wait, does that...
So if you were down, then you just retain what you lost. If it goes over your max, then your max goes up. That makes sense?
No.
So like if you had 70 and you lost to 67, you would now go to 71.
Okay, but...
Where are you at right now?
I was at 34 and I had 40.
We all lost more than 1d4.
Okay, so you're back at 38.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I stay at 38. That's what I yes. was wondering, because you're like, you go back to your max, and I was like, no, wait, none of what?
If you got your
max, if you get enough, you can go past it.
Got it now.
You did not save Walter Retinue.
Nope.
Good job.
Only one of you really understood what that was or who that was. Therefore, it is a negative 1d2. So you didn't lose that much. Frederick, 1d2 negative sand for you.
One.
For all of you, it is plus 1d10 sanity for banishing the demon Grossman.
Get banished.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, two.
Nine, mother. I
also got a nine.
So now you can go past your max. Your max will expand.
Yeah, I went up from my max was 64 and I'm... Or my max was 60 and I'm at 64 now.
Woo! I'm at 69.
My max was 40 and I'm back to 47.
Are you
so
69?
Yeah, my sanity is
69. You can't lose any.
You guys want to just give a quick ending here? You guys want to talk anything about it? Questions that I might be able
Who's
to
taking
answer?
Care of Lottie? Because she's going to need somebody to take care of her.
Not me.
Adelaide will.
Okay.
I don't just mean in terms of character. Points. I mean the game itself. What's that?
Lottie gets hurt.
Yeah, your health points will go back up over time.
How do we... How I assume 4 points? Years will pass. We're back at full if we lost any.
Yeah. We'll get to the other stuff in a minute.
Okay.
But just a general conversation. Do you guys want to talk anything about how you feel about what you guys just did?
Did this thing tear people apart and put them in trees?
So
different forms.
Because you're able to banish it, there's an option where if you don't, it might come back. Because you were able to banish it, the demon itself has the ability to spread its essence among other people.
So there were more than
at a time. It typically only possesses 3 people. Mm. Its max power is 300 at full. So each person it takes is like loses another 100, which knocks it down, and then. When it jumped into Lottie, it actually was like 75 points only inside of her, and then the rest of that was just sort of gone. Like it over time, if it spreads itself too thin, it can weaken itself. And that's kind of how you got into it.
So it wasn't particularly after Anna. It was just...
It was basically after the people that...
Had escaped Grossman.
Yes. It really had nothing to do with political power.
Did it spawn from Grossman?
I feel like
yes and no. Well, let me say this. Did you finish reading the book? I'm going to assume you finished over time reading
his diary.
His journal.
We burned it.
Oh, that's right. Then you wouldn't know. The information would have been in that journal.
Okay.
Had you been able to finish that, there would have been spells that you would have learned. Oh. Those spells summoned that demon essence.
Damn. Well, I guess that's okay. Magic's fun to learn, though. It always turns out good.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. You also would have gained Cthulhu Mythos points, which would have knocked off some of your
Adelaide
sanity.
Adelaide would have really liked that.
Well, every time you gain Mythos, you lose sand.
Well, you don't lose sand. You just...
It transfers from that to the other. It drops your max.
Like, I think the max is 99 sand, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you start at 99 and work back.
Oh.
So you would have only gotten up to like 3 points. You read enough of it. I'll give you 2 points of Cthulhu Mythos, and you can negate 2 points from 99 and 98. So not your actual current sand, but the sand that is maxed out on the box. And that goes just to you because you're the one who read it.
So it means if you ever got up there, the max you can get is 97. But
it is considered a Mythos tome. Basically, it is a record of names. It also describes the unnerving detail, the transformative power and consuming of human flesh, the consuming of necessary essence to transcend. Throughout, there are numerous notes and entries regarding some sort of game that only he seems to know how to play, as well as strange charts in the style of chess diagrams, but clearly not referring to chess.
Did anything explain the gnomes with the dolls inside?
Yeah.
Fetishes, essentially.
Okay.
Is what those were.
Yeah. They were his tokens.
They could have been used. The dolls could have been used instead of the journal.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
In fact, the journal is what they call a bad idea.
Oh, whoop.
Because
of the mythos.
It brings him into, it literally brings him almost physically to you.
But we won. The essence.
Yeah.
But because of your power roll and his, it's an opposed power roll.
Yay.
Your success was just a little better. Because as the things that you use to burn added to your 70 up to, I think, like 125 or 27.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So your actual power on that roll was like 120, almost 130.
Jeez.
Nice. So his
was that from
his
the
failure.
Significance of the things we chose or just...
It's based on the significance of the things that were his.
Okay.
But each thing that was yours is actually only plus 1%.
Huh.
So there was an extra 4% in there. Killing her threw something in, so it was an extra percent in there. So his would have been... I don't think I mentioned this in the game, but his would have been that patch that has, you know, the ship and the waves and that sort of thing. So yeah, that is The Devil Eats Flies, Scenario 1 of Berlin, the Wicked City.
There's three.
There are three.
Hell yeah.
It was dope.
So thank you all for listening. Thanks
Yay.
For playing, guys.
Yay!
Level up.
I time. Didn't die!
Hey everyone, thanks for listening. Berlin, the Wicked City, written by David Larkins with Mike Mason and Lynn Hardy. If you'd like to keep in touch with us, you can find us at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel on Facebook, Rancor's_Brothel on Twitter, and now you can find us on Discord. Just search for the Rancor's Brothel.